From the WBOC Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Tammy Weber. Here's the latest news from all over Delmarva. In Sussex County, a Lewis Fire police officer and BB Healthcare employee is facing child sex crime charges. Michael Truitt is accused of rape and sexual solicitation of a child. Court documents allege that in May, Truitt inappropriately touched an underage girl in Sussex County. In Dorchester County, a weekend burglary hit an Eastern Shore landmark. Cambridge police are investigating a break-in at the Harriet Tubman Museum, where a mural was vandalized with the museum's donation box stolen. The museum has been open since 1922 and runs completely on donations. $300 was inside of the stolen donation box in Cambridge. In Delaware, today at noon is the candidate filing deadline for the state's upcoming primary election. Delaware's primary election is scheduled for September 15th, with the general election in November. In Dover, work is underway to bring a new weekly farmers market back to the capital city's downtown. Organizers hope the event will bring back people to the historic green as they work to address safety concerns and rebuild public confidence in Dover. In Somerset County, the end of an era, as a longtime Smith Island landmark is saying goodbye. After 15 years, owners say the Smith Island Inn Bed and Breakfast has been sold and will become a full-time family home. Be sure to catch WBOC News at noon. From the WBOC Newsplex, I'm Tammy Weber.